And the problem is not per se the artificial aid, the problem is the use of it without having first tried without it. And what we should argue for is a decelerated type of technology for humans to get back living in harmony with nature. And love nature and you become a citizen of the world and love your country and you become its slave. And authority always ends with the politics of suspicions, isolating not only the subjects among themselves, but the very authority from the subjects. And love is transmitted in any good, and if it's only profit, the reason to make it, we all end up starving. And the problem per se are not the psychosis the humans develop, but the governmental regime imposed onto them. And we all fight for different sovereignties, yet the point is that the bigger the sovereignty, the bigger the harm, and the smaller sovereignty, the more the benefit to the people. And what we have been told was made for the benefit of society, it is in fact erected for the benefit of the capital. And if we would really care about humanity and the environment, we would fight for the people that are really enslaved by the global industry. And religion is one of the many opiates and perhaps one of the least harmful that the hierarchical society allows. And to win time is the ultimate goal to reflect on the degradation of our capitalist system. And most certainly what disrupt the taking care of our localities is any centralized form of governance. And the more the system cripples our faculties in order to keep us under check, the more if we rebel, we get isolated. And where governance find it legitimate to declare war, it turns into an assassin. And for one thing, any capitalist society cannot handle any type of spontaneous organic growths. And in the process of exhausting our resources, the industry gets us either too rich or too poor, and in general, too far away from our nature. And hypothetically, through technology, everyone could enjoy an aristocratic peace, but there is still the tendency to a ruling class. And with time, we root back to our nature, and with no time, we rot in our artificial environment. And before we can teach, we ought to teach ourselves and keep ourselves trained with it. And because of acceleration, our unlimited nature gets limited by mandatory borders. And paradoxically, power only concentrates in the most fragile ground, leaving the solid periphery for the future liberators. And to remove all forms of unpredictability, humans technified all aspects of nature, but by so doing, it also sterilizes it. And we falter, right, because we follow up the tempo, the machine, and we rise again, only devising our own organic tempo. And let the whole of nature in the end be our closest family. and only liberating us from all norms, we can propagate an ideology of freedom while missing this first step. We can only increase our enslavement. And we ought to be as simple as loving anything that is natural and hindering anything that goes astray from nature. And the small concessions we give to our rigid discipline is usually where all the life meanings gets concentrated. And it is by loving the smallest creatures and sharing with them our love for nature that we can grow bigger and stronger. And because of a very few greedy people, greediness is spread to all of the people, leaving only a few very humble. And in order to accept our reality, we ought to put daily effort in bringing freshness to it. And in seeking our way to be independent, we ought to tend to create a new dependency with our nature and not with anything else artificial. And we ought to be conservatives in the name of nature and certainly not in the name of power that destroys it. And lastly, the greatest manifestation of human genius is in its ways to not comply with the centralized system. And only by stripping humanity from any form of old authoritarianism that power with its new media amplifies can life in its ecological sense resume. And in the long run, our stubbornness to maintain our human scale will pay off and we will progress rather than regress. And one can choose his out of a billion of poetics, yet what counts in the end is the intensity with which he or she adheres to it. And while the abolition of all form of dominance is but a dream that only generates heavier forms of dominance, we shall opt for lightness. And right, because of its hierarchical structure that ought to project from far above to far below, the system requires too much power and can no longer be sustained. And from the figure of the leader amassing power to himself, we have to contrapose the figure of the teacher devoting all of himself for others. And in our claims against power, we don't want to sound too powerful and are thus relegated in a most humble dimension, which when discovered can be most nourishing. And while boosting an accelerated type of artificial movement, industrialization has forever decapitated the subtle yet constant flow over the earth crust. And there is never any justice, but only a mainstream that strictly select what empowers her. And only in a stateless society can locality regain its diversity and endow its inhabitants with it. And the moment of alteration occurs when our nature tells us to improve our locality and the state tells us we cannot. And no ideology is bad per se, but it's the fact that it is imposed from above that it becomes detrimental for society and the environment. And the main shift is that humans used to be self-sustainable in nature, but then after being relegated to the urban environment, this nature has turned into the amusement park of the wealthy. And the striking difference between the past and the future is that what was free then will be most dear later. And we follow up our creative impulse and build fantasy worlds for everyone to enjoy until we are told not to, and have to dig in a trench for our self-defense. And to be absolute Puritans is always contradictory, if not defeating, in the long run. And while small can work, big can only work until the resource it exploits runs out. And within the very sealed reality in which we are living, we can only be as concrete as packing meaning in order to one day leave. And the more we debate control, the more we get controlled in our debating control, and thus create a blackout. And very little can be achieved if we're not willing to drastically change our life in order to do so. And the less we are mainstream, the more we gain in meaningfulness. The more the peace, the more devastating the unexpected storm that is going to strike it. And the real persecuted ones are not those fighting for the rights of a specific group, but those fighting for the unconditional freedom of everyone. And spreading out to take care of our social network, the essential care to our imminent ecology is lost, and making us independent within a social regiment only in fact make us dependent to it. And once we get locked up, we ought to repeat and repeat and repeat the same formula if we want to have a chance to get out. And why would we ever seek for rights when in the first place the ungoverned nature endowed us with all rights?